Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party. Transformers! On this episode, we have a new third party Deathsaurus, new tapes from Dr. Wu, another Kingdom leak, and lots of feedback. Today is Wednesday, September 8th, 2021, and this is episode 450 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that wonders why Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker weren't in Shang-Chi. I'm your host Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Spoilers, Charles. Spoilers.
Scott, the illustrious Dr. Pants.
Hello, everyone.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
I thought Shang-Chi was Rush Hour 7. I mean, I was convinced. Let's talk Transformers.
We talk about a movie? I thought we were talking about a Street Fighter character.
As always, we start off the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon or PayPal. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the show. We really appreciate it. If you'd like to become a Donatrion, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support, and that's where you can sign up. And we welcome our newest Donatrion, Craig Apex.
Hey, Craig.
Thank you for joining us.
Welcome to the team, Craig.
Are you an ape or the apex of Donatrions?
I mean, he's got triple X on the end there. He's an... I'm going to guess he's an ape in the bedroom.
Wow. Okay. Well, Craig, we really appreciate you signing up. Thank you. And of course, you are automatically entered into our monthly Toy Hacks drawing. And so at the end of September, you will get a chance to get that $10 gift code from Toy Hacks. So thank you so much. Also, you now have access to all of the uncut Empire of Rust episodes. And this week, episode 58 of Empire of Rust, the uncut version, is out available exclusively for our Donatrions. This episode is titled Sweet Wild of Mine, and this is the first episode of season 2 of Empire of Rust. So look forward to that. Craig, let us know what you think. All right, so let's jump right in with some toy news.
All right, and this week, we're going back to X-Transbots. We talked about it, and we've seemingly been talking about it for, like, every single week for the last little while. But X-Transbots has been just dropping announcements week after week after week, and this week is no different. They announced that they are going to be producing their MX-20 Zeusaurus. This is their masterpiece-scaled Deathsaurus figure. And there's a Deathsaurus is a character that does have a couple other figures that are coming out through the third party, world, but I don't think any of them have really hit the market yet. So it's been one of those characters that, on the radar, but, nothing, I don't think it's really hit the market yet. I could be wrong. I know Mastermind Creations is working on one for quite some time and still isn't out yet. This is Zeusaurus? Yeah, I think so. Man, it looks like Deathsaurus. He looks really good. This is going to stand 37 centimeters tall, or for you Americans, 14 and a half inches. And he is going to have both of his breast masters. That's Tiger Beast, or Tiger Breast and Eagle Breast. And he is coming with an insane amount of faces. So most figures in masterpiece scale might come with like two or three. This guy's coming with seven interchangeable faces. He will be able to transform into his ginormous winged, like a Godzilla giant chicken mode kind of a deal. What are we calling these things now?
Kaiju.
Yeah, the kaiju mode. Yes, exactly. That's what I was looking for. It looks awesome. It's still in what we would call like a CGI render stage, that we're not looking at any kind of real prototypes here. I mean, it looks pretty good. The style, I would characterize it as like a cartoon style. There's not a lot of detail in the moldings from what we can tell. It just looks like it's from the animation. So let's start off with let's go with Jeremy. Jeremy, I know that you know, you're thinking about getting Star Saber. Star Saber was from Victory, and Deathsaurus is from Victory. What do you think of this one here, this Zeusaurus?
Well, I mean, I'm not thinking about getting it. I've funded the things. So I'm waiting on the HasLab stuff to actually go through. But this, I'm not, I don't know. The coloring on the renders here just don't really do it any favors to me. It just seems really flat. I do like that electricity kind of effect that it has. You know, I want to see that in plastic, but I mean, it looks cool, you know, having the piece that he can hold in both hands, and the render looks really cool. His sword looks nice, but his head, I don't know. I mean, coming with seven heads and I'm looking at these, the differences between some of these is so minute. You have like one with like one side of his mouth kind of going down to form, you know, kind of half a frown, and then another one where he's doing the full scowl with the other side down too. I mean, it's just, you could easily get this down to like five heads, probably even fewer, because it's just the differences are so small between a couple of these. And I think that's just, they're just kind of like padding. Some of the money spent on that could have probably been spent elsewhere. The Breastmasters, I mean, they look neat. I'm wondering, I mean, I'm assuming they don't actually fit inside his chest, like the picture here where, you know, it's climbing out of the chest. I'm assuming that's not how he goes in. You know, they look fine. My main issue with all of this is just the coloring, and that could just be the CG renders, and the paint will look better.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is just kind of like a first look at it, and you're right, it's all just CG renders, like we were talking about. The colors are flat, and like I mentioned, the mold doesn't really lend itself to having much detailing in it, because of it having more of an animation style. The heads itself, I get it. I get what you're saying. These are seven heads, not faces, heads that are all identical except for a different mouth. So could you just do something a little different with that? Sure, I guess. At the end of the day, I don't think the head is really going to add that much difference to it. 37 centimeters or 14 and a half inches is massive. This thing is going to be humongous. So a couple different heads or a couple extra heads are not really going to make that big of a difference in the box. The figure is going to be huge to begin with, but it's, you know, it's another stab at this, you know, this Desaurus figure that's kind of eluded the third party market for a while. Charles, let's talk to you and see, because a lot of people don't know you've raised tiny little robot chickens. And you know, they, you've often wanted them to grow to giant, you know, Godzilla kaiju size, but they just, you can't get the combination of the food right. It's something about, you know, some chemical in there. It just, you can't get it to go. To see one here, you know, in toy form, does it kind of reinvigorate you to go and give that another shot?
Well, they named a TV show after my, you know, my farm hobby. So, you know, that was nice. No. Okay. Never mind. I agree with Jeremy. It's a little plain. I mean, I understand. Yeah, I understand that it's CG renders. The colors are not finalized and the detail's not there. But yeah, it doesn't look great for me. I mean, for folks who are into the G1 Deathsaurus, I guess this is a good representation, but for me, it's I need a little bit more. I need a more detail or a little bit of a redesign. I mean, he looks very much like a giant chicken. It's not scary. It's not a scary, you know, it's not a
It's a friendly Godzilla.
You know, yeah, it's Barney Godzilla. You know, it's not. It's chickens aren't scary, even giant ones. I mean, I don't know.
Someone's never messed with the chickens in Zelda. I see.
I make a distinction between scary and annoying.
Oh no, they're scary.
And I mean, okay, yeah. I guess if you poke the bear enough, when you have the chicken armada come and attack you. Anyway, yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's not for me, but it's fine. And the right. breast masters are cool, I guess.
All right.
I do like breasts.
Ba-dum-tsh. I guess we're good. It's a good thing we're talking about a big giant chicken then. It's got
yeah.
two huge breasts. Well, I guess that's it. That's all we got from me. Nobody Hold else on. Wants to talk.
Don't you dare.
Well, Dr. Pants, we talked about it before the show. You didn't want to talk about this at all. You just said, pass on me. I don't want to talk. Is I mistaken? Oh, that's right. You did want to talk about it.
Oh, very much.
What is it that you have to say about this this giant Deathsaurus figure from X-Transbots?
It's everything I could have wanted from a masterpiece Deathsaurus. Honestly, oh, wow. The minute this went up for pre-order, I immediately pre-ordered it.
Wow.
So, MMC has had theirs up for pre-order for a while, and it's more the IDW version, which is cool and looks really good, but I wanted G1 Deathsaurus to stand next to my, like, Starsaber masterpiece, and the mm-hmm. MMC one's too small. This one's probably going to be the right height. It's going to match it in aesthetic, and it looks so cool, and I love the Japanese Transformer designs. It's, he's got, like, a almost Soundwave gimmick with the whole breast animal thing. It's just, it's so cool. He lights up and everything. I'm so happy. The only thing that bothers me a little bit is apparently the eagle breast is a pre-order bonus. So if you don't pre-order, I guess you just miss out on one of the breast animals.
Oh.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. Charles hates this thing. It's the worst thing that could ever have been made.
I don't think I said that.
And wants it just scorched earth, you know, from the planet. He doesn't want it even built. But you love it. Somebody's wrong here. I mean, there's got to be somebody who's got opinions don't matter. These are facts. One of you loves it and it's the best thing, and one of you hates it and it's the worst thing. We got to get to the bottom of this. Somebody's wrong.
Daryl, did you like just become like the mainstream media? You're just creating controversy for no reason. Just for the clicks.
One of these doctors is right. The other one is wrong.
I have talked to some experts. There's some truth in here. We got to get to the truth. What does this site not want you to know?
The truth is Dr. Pants loves it and I don't care. And those are not polar opposites.
But what are the long-term effects of getting this figure?
A sad wallet, an angry wife, lack of other purchases for a while, happiness. I don't know.
So you do like it though. Am I mistaken though? It is though the only one other Deathsaurus figure coming is the one that's supposedly coming from Mastermind Creations. Am I correct in assuming that?
I could have sworn someone else was doing one, and maybe Planet X was because they did a Star Saber. But I'm wondering if maybe it got canceled at some point because I haven't seen anything about it. But MMC's is still up for pre-order, and it does have an expansion set you can get to make it G1 accurate, but it's still kind of small.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm sticking with this one because the height, like I said, it should match up with the Masterpiece Star Saber then.
Yes, there is a Planet X one, and it is still pre-orderable.
Okay.
And there is I may have actually come out already because there's a second run of it because it's an add-on kit is already in stock. So at BBTS. So yeah, wow, it's the what is he called here? I can never pronounce these damn names from Planet X. Imencios. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, so it's out.
Wow, I don't even remember that coming out.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
It's also very IDW inspired.
Anywho, that's the topic that I had for this week. We'll follow this a little bit, as will as the rest of the X-Transbots resurgence, and look forward to anything else they got going on. But Jeremy, what do you got for us?
I have another leak.
Uh-oh.
This is what appears to be Slammer, and what we're assuming is the Kingdom line. Looks to be a deluxe sized figure. It's weird. He doesn't have hands. It just has like little 5mm pegs there. So I wonder if it's going to be kind of like the Brunt and those figures, but I don't know. Slammer goes with Metroplex. Are we going to get a reissue of Metroplex? That seems interesting.
Well, we had Six Gun in Siege.
Yeah.
And so all the accessories maybe, that Metroplex didn't come with all those years ago are getting their own.
Maybe figures. We'll get a reissue as Metro Titan.
Maybe.
But Charles, I mean, since you're talking, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, it looks much better than the G1 figure that you actually have a couple tones of color and it transforms.
Well, was Slammer the one that was just a tank?
Like, yeah.
Didn't have a robot mode at all?
Yeah. So it's already an improvement.
Yeah. So I had Metroplex. I think I still have a broken Metroplex in my bin here, but I've lost all the accessories to it. But was there Six Gun and Slammer? Was there anything else that came with Metroplex? Was there another thing?
The little black car. I can't remember his name now.
Oh, Scamper.
Scamper, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Slammer and Scamper.
So, yeah, I guess I wonder if we're going to get a Scamper, too, and then that'll complete all the Metroplex accessories. I wonder what his tank... I hope his tank mode looks reasonably like the Metroplex, you know, the G1 Metroplex tank thing.
Yeah.
But he looks fine. I mean, it's a little weird to not have any hands, but I guess it's fine.
I was looking on TF Wiki and... We actually did have Kingdom Art of him. I just put it in the Discord here. And it does match up with the figure.
Oh, and DJ Ronan tells us that Scamper did come with the Thrilling. Was it Thrilling 30 Metroplex or was it just Generations?
Yeah,
it was. It was a while ago.
Well, it's Generations Thrilling 30.
So So I guess they don't need to do a Scamper. They just I do have the Six Gun, and yeah, this. I guess this guy would complete it. So, yeah, what, like 7 years later, 8 years later, you can complete your Generations Metroplex.
Daryl, it's been a while since you've brought your Metroplex out for trips to the store, which seemed to be a weekly occurrence back when you got it. If you pick this up, are you going to bring him back out?
Well, I would have to, I guess, right? I would get this because of the connection to the Generations Metroplex. It's funny because when, Charles mentioned the Scamper, that's been something that's been going on in my head for a while now, whether Metroplex came with Scamper or not. And I've had him, my Metroplex, sitting up on the top shelf here next to me for years, and it's inside that chest compartment, and I've never bothered to actually open it up and look at it. It just happens to come up in conversation now that, oh yeah, well maybe we need a Scamper. And I'm like, fuck, I never looked. And then thanks to DJ Ronan, he says, yeah, oh, it's in there. We got one. Okay, good. Now I don't have to open it again. But yeah, I would definitely be buying this. I have all the other partner bots for all the other characters as well. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting this. The fact that it doesn't have hands, I mean, well, it kind of sucks, but I mean, I don't particularly care. Like you said, the original one didn't transform at all, so him not having hands is not a big deal.
Looks like the Kingdom marketing stuff says that he is a weaponizer.
Oh, well, there you go. But, like I said, it doesn't really matter to me. I'm going to pose him in his robot mode, stand him up next to or in front of Metroplex, and that's where he will stay for years. And probably we'll pull Scamper out too and put him in front too, so that I remember that I have him. But I'll get it, and it'll be one of those other figures to just kind of use to complete the series. I don't think I need anything else though, looking at it. Yeah, no, everybody else has their guys now. Yeah, I'm good.
Dr. Pants, what are your thoughts on the Scamper?
I sadly don't have a Metroplex, but I do have a Six Gun, and I kind of love the weaponizers, so I'll almost definitely pick this guy up. I use my weaponizers in some weird monstrosity combiner in the back of my room that's Ractonite, Paleotrex, Cog, and Six Gun, so I can throw this guy in the mix too, add some more stuff to him. I mean, I'd love a Generations Metroplex at some point to be able to put this with it, but That might never happen unless Hasbro decides to resell it. That'd be nice, re-release it. But he looks pretty cool. I don't mind the lack of hands, because a couple of the weaponizers I feel like didn't really have hands, like Ironworks, one of his hands is just a hook, and the other hand's like barely there, so it doesn't bother me. I think he looks cool. I'm interested to see what his tank mode looks like, and I'll pick him up. Why not? I can go with another deluxe.
Awesome. Yeah. So I think I would probably pick it up as well. I love the little weaponizer gimmick in general, so maybe if they do re-release Metroplex, you and I can get one.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice. Be good for both of us.
All right. Well, what do you have this week?
I have another third-party figure, and this time it's Dr. Wu, who's another one who seems to be releasing all kinds of stuff. This is Dr. Wu's Sword Dancer. This is their G1 Slam Dance. So another pair of cassette bots that combine into a robot. They're releasing their DWE-10 Patriot Tank and DWE-09 Traveler Plane. And these are based on the G1 cassettes that were a tank and a plane that made Slam Dance. And what was it? It was
Grand Slam and Rain Dance.
Grand Slam and Rain Dance. Thank you. And we got some prototype images just in gray, but we get to see the plane, the tank, and then we get to see the combined mode. The combined mode looks really, really cool. A lot of cool detail on that and some great weapons and whatnot. And they have it next to then. Oh, my God. What was the other one? The Decepticon one.
Squawk Box.
Squawk Box. Thank you. Oh, my God. My brain does not want to work. But they have it next to their the Dr. Wu Squawk Box then. And it's same scale and everything, which means these are going to be Siege-sized cassettes. So you can put it with your Soundwave, even though I'm pretty sure these were Autobots, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Yeah, so you could put it with your Siege cassettes, but it'd be nice if we had a blaster for it to go with. But the other one was really, really cool, so I'll definitely be jumping on this because I love the little cassettes, and these felt pretty cool, and it was nice to have the combining cassettes. So, Jeremy, are you going to pick these up? Do you want more cassettes in your life?
I do want more cassettes in my life, but I'm not sure if, I mean, I might. I like Dr. Wu's stuff, but with third party, it's always, it has to strike the right note with me. But this combiner set has always been one that I've liked going back to when I had them as a kid. I would probably, if it hits me on the right day, maybe pre-order it, but probably not. I don't know. I'm just lazy. But it does look great. I really like the combined mode, and their alt modes also look really cool, really good.
Plus, with it being one of these, it's got to be really affordable, because I think the Squawk Box was only like 20 to 30 maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not too bad for a third-party product. Daryl, did you get the Squawk Box one?
No, I didn't. I had it sitting on my eBay kind of buy page for quite some time, and never really pulled the trigger. Kind of forgot about it, and now I'm looking at it right now, and it's out of stock. I'm sure I can find it somewhere still, but it's one of those things that I always kind of figured I'd pick up at a convention. I'm hoping to
that's not happening.
To do at some point. But yeah, it's it looks really cool. And then this Sword Dancer one. I too, Jeremy, I also had Slam Dance and what is it? What's the other one?
Rain Dance.
Rain Dance and
Grand Slam, Rain Dance.
Yeah, those two.
Grand Slam.
I had those as a kid as well, and I loved that little combiner. This one here in this squat little, form kind of exemplifies the figure, really makes it, it's kind of chibi almost. Really brings out all of those features, and I really like it. I like it actually more than the other one. If I can find both of these things, I'm going to pick them both up because I really do like them a lot. So yeah, they're really cool.
I also had Slam Dance as a kid, so that's three of us. Charles, did you have Slam Dance as a kid?
I did not have Slam Dance as a kid, so I missed out on these tapes. I think the last tapes I got were Overkill and Slugfest, and I didn't get the combining tapes, either Decepticon or Autobot, unfortunately. So this might be something I'd be interested in. But yeah, I mean, this is definitely kind of an impulse buy at a convention rather than I would probably not seek these out to order this online. Come on, TFCon Baltimore, crossing my fingers. These do look cool, although I will say the tape modes don't look very tapish. They just look like rectangles. But I guess they're in the Siege style, so I guess the Siege tapes don't, they're not really very cassette tape like, since I guess they're Cybertronian.
But yeah, and it really all depends on the paint and stuff and how that looks.
Yeah, that's
the sticker
true.
Set.
Yeah,
how the sticker set lays out.
Their Squawk Box was not very the tape modes on that. I think at least for Squawk Talk, the tape mode was not very tapey at all either.
But yeah, I mean the tank and the jet look good, and the combined robot mode look very good too. So yeah, the tank and the jet, I'm really like, are there any accessories that come, or are these all just integrated? There are no like accessories or anything, because they look really nice. Like I don't see where all those little bits are in the tape modes.
The two guns on top of the jet and the missiles on the sides of the tank, I think, are separate pieces, because I think they form the bits on Slam Dance then, because you can see him on his wrist next to his head.
I can see that, yeah.
But other than that, I agree with you. It's kind of crazy to see, like, where does all of this fit in there and to be a cassette?
Yeah, so these are good little figures. I would like to see them get, you know, when they're all their paint is and everything is applied, to see how they turn out. But yeah, these are interesting.
All right, cool. Well, that's all I had. So Charles, what do you have?
Before I get into my main topic, I have a quick update on the Generation 1 chess set Kickstarter. So I think it was a couple weeks ago, we did an interview with Hero Collector. So Chris and Richard from Hero Collector, who are doing that Kickstarter for this G1 chess set. And as a, you know, really cool figures. And they've recently announced that they are adding another bonus, and this is Rekgar. So there will be another Rekgar will be a replacement knight for Hot Rod on the chess set. So this is only if you back it at the highest level, where I think it was $700, where you get both, you get the replacement figures of Rodimus and Galvatron, in addition to Rodimus and Galvatron as the kings of the Autobots and Decepticons, in addition to Optimus and Megatron. And so if you back it at that level, and the Kickstarter, and this will unlock once the Kickstarter gets past $100,000. And then you will also get this Rekgar, because, you know, it's already been mentioned, fans have pointed this out, that if you have Rodimus as your king in the Autobots, then it's kind of weird to have Hot Rod as a knight. So you can replace that Hot Rod with Rekgar, and, you know, still have a G1 chess set, but not have a character in two places at the same time. But for me, I don't think that's a big problem, because, you know, time travel, alternate universes, whatever. But for some people, it's an issue. So now you can have this Rekgar. They are still, they're at about $82,000 or close to $83,000as we record this, which for a Kickstarter, I'd say it's a little bit in the danger zone right now. So they've still got 18 days left to go, but I noticed they've kind of hit a plateau right now. So I'm hoping that things get pumped up a little bit. So, you know, we're pulling for them to make their goal, but it's less than 3 weeks now, and they've still got over $200,000 they need to raise for the Kickstarter. So good luck to them. But yeah, if you are interested in the G1 chess set, go to herocollector.com/TransformersChess. That's where you can back it. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. Dr. Pants, any interest in this chess? I think we didn't talk about it when you were here. So any interest in this for you?
I am a big fan of chess, and I would love a nice chess set, but this is way out of my price range for a chess set. I think it looks really cool, yeah, but I wish it were smaller and more affordable. But that's really all I gotta say about it. Everything else I think has been said.
That's where they made their mistake. That kind of went a little bit too far on the size.
Yeah, I mean, the sticker shock is an issue, so yeah, but we'll see if they can make their goal. But Jeremy, I know you backed for the Optimus Prime figure, and
yeah.
So yeah, hopefully this will entice some more people to join in. I guess we're still waiting. Daryl, did this convince you to jump in now? Get your spare $700? Yeah.
No. I don't have a spare $700. That's a big issue. But the other one would be, I don't know where the hell I'd put this thing. It would perpetually be in a box, and a rather large box that, you know, I would be scared as all hell to take out and leave out, right? Not only do I have an infant who, you know, will become a toddler soon and will be touching and grabbing things, but I have a cat that, you know, knocks shit off the table all the time. And, you know, I have a 12-year-old that's clumsy and doesn't know the size of her own body and stuff like that. And, you know, and I have myself who's always tripping over things. So I honestly don't trust myself around it. But yeah, so I would break it. I would just fall over onto it and probably impale myself on pieces. I'd come in, you'd see me on the stream, and I'd have, like, Optimus sticking out of my shoulder. Be like, guys, it's a rough day.
All of a sudden, Daryl is like a SNL comedian doing pratfalls and just destroying everything. Oh, well. Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, good luck to them. I think we're still rooting for it, although it's looking a bit dicey now, but hopefully it can get turned around. But everyone check it out. If you're interested, yeah, go consider backing it. So, yeah, herocollector.com/Transformers Chess. All right. So the main topic I did want to talk about was the Transformers Kingdom Road Rage. We've got more information on it. We've got more packaging pictures, we've got in-hand images, we've got more in stock, you know, stock images, lots of good images of this Road Rage figure, and this is looking better and better. I think we talked about this when we first saw pictures of it, and now that we've got a lot more, this looks really good. I mean, I would definitely pick this over Trax, I think. So if I, you know, I've seen Trax in the store and kind of passed on him, but I would like to pick up this Road Rage, so I'm hoping this comes. It looks like it's coming to Target, so hopefully we'll be in stores soon. But this looks like a good figure. I mean, I like the color scheme, and yeah, I mean it's Trax, so we all know, you know, it's the is that the Corvette mode, and then the flying car mode it's got. So yeah. Daryl, what do you think of this Road Rage?
I think it looks good. It's something that we talked about when we first, you know, decided to talk about the images when they first leaked or whatever. However, we originally got the images about Road Rage here, but the car is, you know, the character Road Rage and stuff like that is starting to become more and more prevalent in the comics. I don't think we've seen her in the cartoon at all yet, but definitely in the comics. Mm-hmm. This is, I believe, the second figure for Road Rage, other than, like, you know, original G1, you know, red tracks. You know, you could, yes, sure, that's Road Rage, whatever. But this is distinctually Road Rage. Then you got the masterpiece Road Rage. But I think this is just the second official Road Rage. So, yeah, we're starting to see more and more about this character. I think it looks good. It's just I'm a Trax guy. I like the blue Corvette. I like red Corvettes, too. But I grew up with Trax and being a blue Corvette, and that was it. And now I have nothing against Road Rage. It's just if I'm going to buy a Corvette figure, it's going to be Trax, just because that's who I identify with. So, you know, it's cool that the character's new and it's coming out. It's just, it's not who I am identifying with.
So on the record, Daryl hates female Transformer figures. There you go.
Exactly. Yes. No, I'm
See,
not.
I can do it too, Daryl.
Yep. You can. And
send all comments to transmissions at Daryl or Daryl at transmissions.
that's the email address. Yep. Yeah, no, it's, I feel as if I say more, I'm just digging a deeper hole, but
Daryl, no, I get you. I get you.
I get it. It's just, I don't know.
It's okay. Just like you like tracks. It's fine.
I don't know.
I mean, we know you like tracks, but why do you hate road race?
Yeah, that's the question. That's the question. All right, Dr. Pants, what do you think of this figure?
Don't answer. They're going to fuck you up.
It's a trap.
No, I have to. So I have not seen tracks in stores. And I'll be honest, I actually kind of prefer Road Rage's design over tracks in terms of like color scheme in general, but I still like tracks and I will probably get a tracks because I've been, you know, from generations here, been trying to get a set of like G1 Autobots together and you can't have it without tracks. But if I saw Road Rage in stores, I'd probably still pick her up. My big thing is when you look at the car modes, like tracks and Road Rage, like Road Rage's hood, that detail on there, the flame tampo on there, looks way better than Trax's does. Trax just has the red with the Autobot symbol on it. She's got yellow and orange. It actually looks like fire. It just looks really, really cool.
Looks like and hot rods.
It does get look
your,
like hot
get
rods.
Get your own detail, Road Rage.
But I also love hot rods, so maybe that's what's tipping me off here. It's just, you know, Corvette hot rod. Screw it. I'll probably just buy both. I like them both. I think Road Rage is a little bit better color scheme wise, but they both look cool. So I'll probably just buy both.
Way to play it safe, Dr. Pants.
Well, I saw what happened to you and I didn't want that to happen to me.
Always playing both sides, huh, Dr. Pants?
Yes.
All right, Jeremy, where do you come down on the tracks versus Road Rage debate? And you can only pick one. You cannot pick both or neither. You must pick one or the other.
And two, you can't pick two tracks.
Two bots enter, one bot leave.
Well, I never had a tracks until I was gifted one for my birthday a couple of years ago. I was gifted a G1 tracks. That's the only one I've ever had. So really, I have no affection either way. I think I would grab the first one I see, but I also kind of have this thing for grabbing repaints of figures because I don't know, usually they're exclusive, so they're easier for me to pick up from like Hasbro Pulse or whatever. And I really like the look of this. I think like Dr. Pants mentioned, that decal on the hood looks really good, you know, even if it's like almost like Rodimus's, but whatever, I don't care. I really like the look. I'd never noticed it on the doctor or on the Dr. Pants. No, on the tracks pictures with just the kind of fins in the back. On the tracks ones, they always had the weapons there in the pictures that I just saw on Amazon. And just having them by themselves, I think, looks really cool. It's like a little Batmobile look.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think this Road Rage looks great. And that's probably the one I would end up getting. I just, one of the things I think also looking at the two figures side by side, it's just the windows, like in the, if you look at the robot mode, the black on the sides, like for the fake windows, it looks so much better than the like light blue or silver or whatever Trax is. It just kind of sets it off. So, yeah, I just think it's a little bit better on the paint job and stuff on this.
Oh, I didn't notice that Trax and Road Rage have the fake chest, fake car
now
chest.
Charles
oh no!
Like, oh, can't get either one.
Well, I made an exception for Studio Series Hot Rod, so maybe I'll make an exception for this one too.
This is no Studio Series Hot Rod.
Well, all right. Life's too short. Anyway, that's all our toy topics. So we will move on to trips to the store. This is where we show off all the awesome Transformer stuff we got this week. We do this as a video on YouTube so you can see everything we got in beautiful high definition. But we'll put the audio right here in the show so you can listen as we describe everything we got in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
All right, let's get into the stuff we got this week. And Jeremy, we'll start off with you.
I got nothing but comics this week. It has been a while since I made it to the comic book store, so I've got a stack. Starting off with Transformers 34, which I believe we have yet to review. So this is the Winston Chan cover, who drew the Beast Wars comic we're reviewing this week, which I will go ahead and show off. I got Beast Wars number 7. This is the Fico Osseo cover, cover A. And then King Grimlock number 2. This is the Alex Harley cover. Looks really cool. And then Shatterglass number 1. I got both cover A, the awesome Alex Milne cover, and then I also got the retailer instead of the Sarah Petra Droche.
What did they charge you for that?
$8.
Pretty good deal.
But I also have it on my pull list, so no one else will be getting that cover at my store. That's all I got this week.
All right. I'll go next. So first, I got something from our co-host Apollo, our one of our alternate co-hosts who's here once a month. So she's she's an awesome fan artist, and she did Icon Online earlier in the year. So she organized that event, the online convention for Transformers fans. It was a really cool event. Took over a whole weekend back in, was it January or February? I don't remember, but it was a cool event.
It was January.
Lots of participation, and she sent us some thank you gifts. A magnet, which upside down. There's the magnet. I had it on my refrigerator, and a sticker. Yeah, these are cool. And you can see it looks very much like Icon from G1 from the first episode. Very nice. Thank you, Apollo. These are cool. Really appreciate it. Hopefully we'll be seeing Icon Online coming back in the future, maybe in 2022 soon. All right, so I have one other thing to show off. We mentioned the Hero Collector Transformers G1 chess set. We did an interview with those folks a couple weeks ago. I was surprised to get a package in the mail from Hero Collector. They sent me one of the test samples for Optimus Prime.
That's so cool.
Is the king. And yeah, you can see this is it's big, it's heavy. I mean, this is a weighty figure, and it's very cool. And you can see he's got the king symbol, and on the side, Autobot symbol. So it's a little bit blurry there, but
that is very cool, Charles.
Yeah. So this is neat, and I wanted to just to give an idea of the scale. Here's my Earthrise Optimus Prime.
Oh my God.
Wow. Next to it. So
this is big.
Wow.
So thank you again to the folks at Hero Collector. So, Chris and Richard, who I interviewed, I was not expecting them to send me one of these. I think they sent a bunch out to other YouTube reviewers and things as a promotion for the Kickstarter. So thank you. We did not solicit this or anything. So, really appreciate it. And definitely check out their Kickstarter. It's at herocollector.com/Transformers Chess. So if you're interested, but yeah.
That is very
cool. Figure.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So hope their Kickstarter is successful and everyone
if
can
not,
get a chance.
You got a rare piece.
Yeah.
All right. Daryl, we're going to go to you.
I got to follow that. I got some comics. Again, the same one as Jeremy there. This is Transformers 34. This is the Winston Chan cover. We have not reviewed this. I don't know what's in the book, so I haven't read it yet. And this may have something to do with the book. May not. I don't know. I also did get King Grimlock number 2. This is cover B. I don't know who did this cover. I can't remember. This is not the one that I don't have it opened. I can't see on the back, so I forget who did it. But it's a cool cover, and I picked this one because the Autobot symbol was not visible on it, and it was not a stamp. That's the single reason why I picked this cover. I got 2 new figures though this week. Brand new stuff. No G1s. You're safe, Dr. Pants. It's all new stuff. I got myself, this is Core Soundwave.
Oh, man.
This is the tiny little Soundwave. I actually went into an EB Games to look for something else, and this guy was just hanging on a peg. And I was like, holy crap, I'm taking that. Thank you. And yeah, so he is like super loosey-goosey in the waist, though, like really loose. Mm. And I don't expect a lot from the core class, so I'm okay to forgive it. But this guy's got a lot of articulation. And yeah, he does have the laser beak in the chest compartment. You can pull it out there.
Non-transforming.
It is non-transforming, yeah. So yeah, it's okay. I don't care. It's just it's a cool little piece to have for a core class figure. So yeah. It's not a big deal that it doesn't transform. It's just a nice little add-on. But yeah, this thing looks fantastic.
That might be good for my 7-year-old, since he keeps getting my G1 Soundwave off the shelf and playing with it.
Well, I mean, that is a choking hazard, I guess. It's tiny.
He's 7.
He's not a toddler anymore, Daryl.
Kids are dumb. I don't give my daughter stuff this small. She's 12. So I saw that there's an add-on kit out there that you can buy for this thing that'll actually give you new feet for them, because in alt mode, when you put the feet up, it gives you that little edge piece. And I'm like, I mean, it's core class, I don't care. But there is an add-on out there that'll give you brand new feet for them that fold the toe in. The problem is the add-on kit is as expensive, or a little bit more so, than the figure itself. You got to figure how much you really, really like Soundwave and how much you want to spend on this little core class figure. So,
I really, really like Soundwave.
Then it would probably be worth your while. So, yeah. But it's a cool little figure. It and for the size that it is, it really does work. The other figure I got is a deluxe class figure. It also is having problems with its feet. This is Trax. So I did pick up the Trax. You passed on it. I picked it up. I mean, it's a known issue. I've been talking to some people in the forums and stuff. His legs are shit. So they do not want to hold at all. And it's both of them. There is a pin right there that is really loose. The problem is that this one panel holds the foot, right? So everything else on the leg is nice and tight, but that one pin holds everything that keeps him standing. So it seems to be a line-wide issue. When you get your Trax, you got to fix the legs. I've seen people tightening the pin with like some, even removing it and reinserting it with like some floor polish and stuff, or just grabbing some grippers, like some pliers, and just kind of pushing everything together more. I haven't done any of that yet. I just was messing around with it just to see, how it works. But yeah, it's a little disheartening, but it's a good looking figure either way. I like it.
I wonder if the Road Rage would be a little tighter.
You never know. I mean, I know it's just starting to hit. I know people that are getting it are definitely checking that, because it is such a known issue on Trax. The one thing I did have to do, and I did know this going in, is that he's got these little fins on the back that flip up, if I can get them to flip up. Yeah, so when you flip these things up, so for his car mode, like his flying car mode, these things are on the opposite sides when you get them out of the box. So essentially, one of these things fell off almost immediately. So I just kind of, that reminded me that I had to do it, so I pulled them both off, switched their sides, and they were fine after that. Yeah, so it just doesn't fit in properly when they're on the wrong side.
Quality control.
Yeah, it's been rough, yeah. But that's the age we're in with Transformers right now. Their quality kind of sucks with mainline. But yeah, other than that, it's a great figure. It does transform really cool. The leg transformation is kind of cool. And everything seems to fit together really nicely if you can get the legs to kind of sit together. But yeah, it's cool. Trax.
And we will finish up with Dr. Pants.
So I cut down what I was going to show to 5 because I had a really, really good month. But I got some good stuff. First up, I got the Cybertronic Spree Transformers 1986 vinyl. And I got the Energon Burst version. So it is that beautiful,
very pretty
pink and white starburst there. It's really, really cool. I specifically bought a vinyl player so I could listen to it.
That's exactly why I have one for one of my other Transformers albums, like Respect the Prime or something.
Yeah. So we found a nice cheap one, and I I listened to it. It's great. I love Cybertronic Spree. I've seen him twice in concert. I hope to see him again. But moving on, I also got from Toy Hacks, I got some stickers.
Ooh.
Wait, we made nice. Sure you didn't win any of those contests. How did you get stickers?
Bought these. I just went and bought these because this guy's been sitting on my shelf and I'm like, he needs some sprucing up. So I got the sticker set for God Jinrai, the Legends one. Wow. Also has the Perfect Effect set on it. And the chrome on the God armor on the front really, really helps it. That is nice.
That's part of the sticker set?
Yeah, all that chrome there is part of the sticker set.
That looks cool. Nice.
It does that. The cell-shaded windows, there's some extra stickers on the wings, on the legs there for the lights. It comes with stickers for Jinrai, so the Optimus Prime, and for God Bomber separately. So there's even stickers underneath here that add to it. So that was a really, really cool set. I had a lot of fun going through and doing that. I do enjoy a good stickering. So from there, I was at Steel City again last month. I went to go see David Kaye and John Carroll Lynch, neither of whom were there. They dropped out at the last minute, so I just went and bought Transformers. And two of my favorite ones I bought, first one, I found an Energon Mirage.
Wow. And
I didn't even know I wanted this figure, but I saw him in a box and he was only like $15. And I said, he's got all his missiles and everything and he looks cool. And I love it. And I replaced the battery, so now when his weapons go up, he makes noises! And I love it! He does have, like, half the boat just hanging off his back, but it's like a cape or something. It helps him stand. Why not? Well, we'll call it there. The other thing I got while I was there, I got Studio Series 86 Rekgar! I mean, I'm all in for the 86 line, and this guy is awesome. I always wanted a good Rekgar figure. The only other one I own is the animated one, and he's all right. But this one, really, really cool. Love the bike mode. It just looks perfect, even with his articulated nipples. That always seem to be askew, and I don't know why. I straighten them, and somehow they end up pointing different directions. But he's really, really cool. Love it. I think the only thing I don't like is, and I think I see this on everyone's, is his right arm spike is always curved. I think everybody gets this. It always just bends a little bit because it's a softer plastic, and in the packaging that happens. But anyway, I'll show off the last thing I got, and this was one that I have been waiting for a long time. I got Fans Hobby Ace Hitter. So I got their masterpiece Go Shooter to go with my Minerva. And he is really, really cool. I gotta say, very, very similar to Minerva, but they did a different transformation for the legs. Minerva's transformation for the legs is awful. I feel like I have to constantly bend plastic. This one, the transformation's so much better. But he's great. He comes with alternate faces. He's got his little headmaster. Got his little headmaster. And something I always appreciate in newer headmasters is, if you open his chest, he's got his little stats in there.
Do those actually update, or is it just a sticker?
So it's part of the hatch, and when you pull it down, they go up. Oh. So I can't... Maybe I can show it, like, right there, and you just pull it down and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they don't change with the heads, but him and Minerva both did that. So he was pretty cool. Definitely a lot of cool detail. The police markings on the hood look really, really good. He's really, really poseable. Just a lot of fun. And I mean, for a third-party masterpiece size figure, you can't go wrong. I can't wait for Cab to come out, or Hosehead, or whatever they're calling it. But I'm all in for that line.
All right, well, that will do it for this week's Trips to the Store.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, we're back from our trips to the store, and we will move on to convention news.
All right, to start off, we have a couple weeks ago, we talked about the Wonder Festival in Japan being canceled due to COVID restrictions. And they have announced now their Wonder Festival Autumn 2021 online. This will be October 9th on their website. And it's a free broadcast featuring all of their manufacturer booths. It'll be interesting. I'm sure it's going to be all in Japanese. So just if you don't know Japanese, just, you know, look at the pictures or just wait for other people to report from it. This has, usually Takara has stuff there, but I think third party companies sometimes have stuff there too.
Oh yeah.
So we'll see what is announced. And then on this side of the Pacific, we have the Boston Fan Expo, or I guess Fan Expo Boston is the actual name. had the Star Saber prototype or the Victory Saber prototype, people could actually go and see it in person. So we have some more pictures here of it. And from everything I've seen, it does look amazing. I really don't think this is in any risk of not being funded. Yeah, this thing, it looks really good. I think that is all we have for convention news. But did you guys want to talk about the Victory Saber pictures at all? Now that we have actual kind of in-person pictures.
I mean, they look good. There was a thread on Twitter that I was following, just kind of reading up on, where somebody went into a bit of more detail about the gappiness on Saber on the arms, mm-hmm. and just kind of said, look, the Saber figure's got gaps. The Masterpiece Saber's got gaps. The two third-party options that have made a Star Saber figure, their Saber figure's got gappy arms. All the Saber figures that are able out there right now have gaps. So if you're upset about it having gaps, get over it, because they all have gaps. So it's
And really, how long are you going to have it displayed just the Saber?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah, that's true. I have Masterpiece Star Saber, I probably messed with Saber for the entire time that it took to put him into Star Saber mode. So, yeah, it's not something that I really mess with all that much. You know, we've talked about it before. We're grown adults. I don't play with my toys anymore. I know a lot of people still do, but I don't have time to do that. So I like to put them in a pose that I like, and I like to look at them. Maybe take them out once or twice a year and take some pictures of them, move them around a little bit. But I don't really do too much with them. So, yeah, if you're upset about the gappy arms, be upset about the gappy arms. But don't try and ruin it for other people.
Right.
When I saw people complaining, my first thought was the Masterpiece has gaps. Like, yeah. And this is not the Masterpiece. But, I mean, I'm with you. I think it looks good. I backed it.
Do you have the Masterpiece?
I do have the Masterpiece, and I like it a lot. And, I mean, I'm down for this, because I'll take a Generations version, too. I kind of want to buy anything Star Saber related in hopes that we get more of the Japanese stuff that we never got. Like, mm-hmm. God help me, if we can get like a Generations Deathsaurus or the Brain Masters or something, that'd be really cool. But I mean, this looks really, really good, and I'm really, really excited for it. I don't want to say I don't play with my toys, but I do get them down every now and then, and I'll just sit and transform them back and forth depending on what they are. And I've transformed my Masterpiece Star Saber back and forth multiple times, but the gappiness doesn't bother me. I'm more interested in how does this thing transform and what's the engineering behind it. If the figure has a few gaps in it, it happens. It's part of the engineering.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just the world we live in right now.
Yeah.
I am more disappointed in the HasLab one, that it doesn't have the Brain Master gimmick. That it's just, you know, you take the Brain Master out and you just kind of place them in the face, right? That the kind of the chest elevator gimmick doesn't, you know, it's not there.
Yeah.
You know, that was something that they were able to pull off in G1. Yeah, I get it. Blah, 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 G1. The Masterpiece was able to do it. But then this one here is, you know, the new version, the Generations kind of, you know, HasLab, you know, crowdfunded. We're going to go throw out all the stops. But you don't get the one gimmick that the whole system was kind of built on.
Correct. So the G1 toy has like no head articulation because of that, though.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah. But the Masterpiece one, I'm trying to remember, like, how much head articulation did that thing have because of it? I don't think it has really any.
I don't remember. It
might be able to look side to side.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think it's...
Whereas this one, they did show off it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has way more head articulation, which I think was the sacrifice there for that then.
All right. Well, that will be it for convention news this week.
All right. And we will finish up the show with feedback. Okay, we got a fair amount of feedback this week. First, we got a Twitter response from the man named Bambi. So I did thank him last week for hooking me up with the Studio Series 86 Scourge. And he had a response. Just got done listening to Transmissions.
Wait! You gotta read his response in his natural New York voice.
Okay, well, Daryl, will you do the honors then? I don't think I can do that justice.
I mean, this is your section, though. I mean, I don't want to step on your toes.
Please, I insist.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll see if I can do it. Hey! Just got done listening to Transmissions at latest. I'm messing it up.
That's Russian.
I can't. I gotta do the voice more. I can't do it. Charles, I gotta send it back.
Failed us.
I gotta bail on it.
I'm so disappointed.
Make sure to sign up for the Patreon to get Daryl some voice lessons.
All right. Apologies to the man named Bambi for butchering his feedback response. But on Twitter, he says, just got done listening to Transmission's latest episode. Thanks to Charles for the mention and that I could help with the Studio Series 86 figure. The Walmart employee that hides stuff for a scalper where I found that scourge. I found another thing today in that hiding spot. It's not a Transformer, and he sent us a picture of a 2-pack of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Michelangelo, and Bebop. So if folks are looking for Turtles figures, I guess go to the man named Bambi's local Walmart. And apparently there's a scalp stash somewhere in the store there.
He should start taking the stuff from that spot and putting like Home Goods or something. So the scalper goes and is like, what?
No,
I don't need soap.
He just puts a deer. He finds a little deer figurine and puts it there as a calling card.
Courtesy of the man named Bam. All right. Well, thank you again. And thank you again for hooking me up with the Studio Series 86 Scourge, of course. You're doing the Lord's work in frustrating scalpers at your local store. So we appreciate it. All right. Next, we've got some YouTube comments from Sledge. And I mentioned last week we were going to highlight the ones that focused on the guest host that was on this week. So, Dr. Pants, we've got some comments for the last three trips to the store episodes you were on with us. Here it comes. So, Sledge writes for this is episode 437, Trips to the Store. 2 weeks of nothing from Charles, not even something from the vault. Any more failures, and we are going to have to call you Starscream. Jeremy, when you don't have something new, opening something up is still good. Thanks for showing. Dr. Pants, I hope you can finish the Seacons. They look great. Daryl, that is a really fun motorcycle. Dreadwing is amazing. Great light piping on the wings and other areas. Watch out for the rotating launcher. I have seen so many where that part breaks. The wings are also fragile. The articulation of on smokescreen is so good for that era. Truly one of my favorite sets. Going to episode 441. Daryl, yes, we want to see that old G1 crap again. You don't get credit for comics. Charles, congrats on more comics. So sorry about the Spike toy. Happy belated birthday, Jeremy. Is the cup arm falling off as fun as people say? Welcome to the Hot Rod Club. Will you be posing them together? Dr. Pants, nice deal. Around here, they are still $100 Canadian. Shatter is so good. I love the purple ape. It's not often those combiners are great displaying separately as well as together. Did anyone figure out the sticker artist? Thanks for spotlighting some old figures. Great to see your Seacons together. Good luck on the Tentakill.
I have to say my cup is still in the box.
What sticker artist is he talking about?
When I went to Steel City in June or July, I found a Dare to be Stupid with animated Rektar sticker.
Yes.
And I don't know the artist, and when I went back to Steel City, she was not there. But again, she's supposed to be at TFCon in Baltimore, so if it happens and you go, she might be there.
Last one, episode 445. Once again, Sledge is writing in. Once again, thank you all for sharing. Jeremy, seeing that set gives me so much nostalgia. I think the set is in HO scale.
Yeah. Is it
the train set?
That's a modern model train scale.
That makes a great display. Now I want one to put with my Dr. Wu figures. Goals, I guess. Charles, thanks for sharing your comics. Dr. Pants, those are surprisingly decent-looking movie figure. Mind Wipe, in particular, is a beauty. That buzzworthy set is actually buzzworthy. I'm going to have to keep an eye open for it. Looking forward to next time and the completed model kit. Daryl, you should open both figures and compare them. Small Scourge is great. Why didn't we get a tiny version of those pretenders? Wait, Cybertron Nemesis Breaker is worth the money? Jeez, it was worth money. Jeez, I need to purge my old figures. All right, yeah, I remember that buzzworthy Bumblebee. Like, was it like a four pack you got, Dr. Pants?
It's a four pack with Nemesis Primal, Fangry, Bumblebee, and toy version Black Arachnia.
Yeah.
I didn't show it off this week, but I just want to mention, I also now own a complete Nemesis Breaker, and I was going to put it up here to show Daryl, but I let it go. Instead, I'm just going to mention it.
I found that buzzworthy set at Toys R Us this week. It's $115 Canadian. It's so expensive, but I guess when you break it down by per figure, it's worth it, but damn, that's a big pill to swallow right at one time.
Yeah, I agree. And I just really wanted the Fangry and ended up keeping three out of the four figures.
All right, our last bit of feedback comes from Discord, and this is from our good friend DJ Ronan, longtime supporter of Transmissions. This actually came last week. This is regarding episode 448, so two episodes ago, where we were talking about the X-Transbots Galvatron. So DJ Ronan has a response to your discussion about the X-Transbots quality, Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
So DJ Ronan says, I don't know why this bothers me, but it does. On your discussion about X-Transbots Galvatron, you compared him to a finicky and quality control riddled release of theirs, Apollyon. By all means, I fully agree, Apollyon had its issues, but for one of X-Transbots' first releases in 2015, that is kind of like kicking someone when they are already down. In the following 6 years following the release of Apollyon, X-Transbots has released many excellent toys that adorn many a Masterpiece collector's shelf. X-Transbots Andras and Eligos, Cyclonus and Scourge, two figures I don't own but spring to mind as well-regarded figures within the fandom. Their Stunicon set has been receiving decent marks as well. Even with the upcoming Takara releases of Skids and Crosscut, this is perhaps the first time I've heard in the fandom that people are willing to not change out their X-Transbot Savant and Herald. I personally own their Klaatu, and he is an awesome representation of Cosmos. I would be hard-pressed to see any other company improve on him. Just like how you advise people when listening to Transmissions Episode 1 to do so with a grain of salt, please do the same when comparing a toy built in 2021 to one built in 2015. End rant. Hashtag release Episode 0.
Yeah, I guess, sure. I only own Apollyon, so I've never laid hands on any other later releases. I was stung pretty good with X-Transbots Apollyon. So yeah, my opinion is kind of tainted. But, you know, I watch, you know, the market and I see where things are going. And yeah, you're right. The X-Transbots, you know, their Stunicon team is definitely one out there that's, you know, not being shit on. And it's, you know, I guess they're all receiving pretty good marks. I remember something with their Scourge figure that had an issue, but then again, that's another very, fairly early one of theirs. They have improved. I know that their Savant figure is definitely a good one. That's their Skids figure, and I've not, you know, laid hands on any of them though. So, since Apollyon, it's hard to kind of, you know, trust the company again, especially a third party company, when you get stung really bad, you know. So yeah, I my opinion is tainted. And as far as the podcast goes, I think I'm the only one who's ever bought anything from X-Transbots, other than maybe Dr. Pants, who's probably got something. But yeah, he wasn't on the episode though.
I actually don't own anything from X-Transbots. They're one of the few companies I don't own anything from. I almost got the Taiho version of Savant, which was the police car one.
Oh yeah.
But I ended up opting out of that just because something else was coming out that I wanted more. But I mean, watching reviews and stuff, I can definitely say it seems like X-Transbots has been doing really well lately, but I agree that Apollyon back in the day wasn't great. Mm-hmm. But I think they're doing better now, but I have never touched it myself, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Their Deathsaurus will be my first one.
Yeah. So, you know, you're right that, we probably should tell people to, look at their new ones with a different set of eyes. And, you got a good point there. I just only have my one experience. Like I said, I haven't had anything else to kind of change my mind. So I need to get some firsthand experience with something newer of theirs. I wasn't really willing to jump into anything from their Cyclonus or Scourge. And I wasn't going to jump on their combiner team because that seemed a risky venture. Klaatu seemed big. So that's just a couple different, reasons why I wasn't buying their figures. So, I'm perfectly willing to look at some of their newer stuff and maybe get into some of that. But yeah, it's hard when you buy something and you get stung as bad as Apollyon did. So yeah, but that's just me. But you got a point, DJ Ronan.
Fair enough. Yeah, I have not picked up any X-Transbots figures, so I don't have a real point of reference or comparison. But valid point from DJ Ronan. Thanks for writing in. All right, well, that takes us to the end of this episode of Transmissions. And as always, we give a shout out to our Masterpiece Donatrions at the end of every episode. So thank you again to John4x11good, Dinobot Maximize, and DemonTech82. You guys are amazing, and thank you so much for continuing to support the show at our highest level. We really appreciate it. You can also help us out by buying some merchandise from our Tee Public store. That's at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. We've got lots of cool shirts, masks, and other merchandise with our designs and logos on them. But if you buy anything from Tee Public through that link, that will help out the show. So just go to transmissionspodcast.com/shop. Dr. Pants, thank you again for coming on this week. Why don't you tell everyone where they can find your stuff online?
As always, thank you for having me. You can find me and my friends doing the thing at Nerdstradamus.com. We mostly post stuff to the Nerdstradamus YouTube channel, so find us there, talking about video games and whatnot. And I'll bring up that since the school year has kicked off, my co-host and I, Lambo, we have been streaming, and we will be on every Friday at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the channel, playing mostly some retro stuff. So if you want to watch us play games and chat with us, hop on there.
All right. And that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/discord. Want some cool Transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our Transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.
Daryl's a second ahead of me, but
5 seconds.
Yeah. Be able
to... I'm sure Mike can handle shifting something forward a second.
5 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
Or he can just make Daryl sound, weird by being off a second.
Maybe I just need to speak up.
Speak into the microphone.
Just have a Snickers.
As Mike is always telling me.
Swallow that, Mike.
Yes, like this.
Oh, God. I don't think I could fit mine in my mouth.
That's what she said.
Little inside baseball, this intro was changed after I read it, so I was surprised when I started reading the intro. So, Daryl, I guess you didn't like the first intro you did, and you changed it.
It was... I looked at it again after I read it, and I thought, might be a little racist. So I'm like, let's just go a little bit more straight.
That's always a good choice.
Yeah.
If you're choosing between being racist or not, choose not.
I mean, if I thought it was racist, then it was probably racist.
I didn't read it, and now I'm sad that I didn't see what it was just to know.
Google Docs saves all the history.
Oh, this is true.
So you can...
There you go.
You can find it.
Yep. Well,
it's 5 years later since... Seven years later, because we're... It's the 35th anniversary of the movie, 37th.
So it's okay, Charles. You know, it doesn't really matter that much. Sorry. You put this here on purpose, didn't you, down in the corner?
I heard it last week.
So... How many things am I allowed to show off?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Uh-oh. I have a couple of things.
Comics?
One thing. No, no comics, actually.
You Jeremy'd it.
I did. Yes, I Jeremy'd it.
You already opened your can.
I know, it's empty.
You should just have a cooler next to you.
Yeah, this is much heavier than Earthrise Optimus Prime. So these chess pieces are solid. These are solid pieces here. So
say a cat knocked it off the shelf, you think it'll be okay?
I think it'd be okay. It would probably be okay. The only kind of bit that's dangling, I think, maybe is the gun, his laser rifle that could potentially snap off if it fell from a high enough height. I think other than that, it's a pretty solid figure.
It's bigger than I expected it to be.
That's what she said. So, a lot of our laser rifles start to dangle a bit more when we get a little older too. Should we get the phone? Who's
not
on the
me.
Phone? Something was ringing.
No.
Anyway, I'm not cutting that out of the video either. That's going to be in the video.
I'm always happy to talk about huge bots.